My name is Borba Alassalai from Budapest. Currently I'm working in Truffle Gallery Budapest.
This exhibition touches fashion from a lot of different angles. Why did you decide for fashion and how do you work with fashion in this exhibition?
Fashion for me in this case, it's more like a layer. It could be anything else. I use this layer to talk about other topics, to talk about topics related to social and political issues. Exhibition has the title The Emperor's New Apparel, which is referring to Andersen's tale titled The Emperor's New Clothes. Basically, what I was dealing with is to consider clothes as such, as a layer between, let's say, politics or the emperor or power, and between society.
Could you mention some topics which are now shown at these pieces?
The main artwork of the exhibition, which is really in the center of the exhibition, is Fake Fashion Show by Apparatus 22. Basically, by the voice of a narrator, we can hear the descriptions of clothes, but through hearing these descriptions, we hear a very, very much critical way of questioning about the fashion industry, about how it is to be, for example, an East European in the fashion designer world, or about different issues about labeling and about outsourcing the work. Karol Radziszewski have two installations. Fact Fighters is basically fictional gay guerrilla group, and the installation is dealing with that. The view how society sees gay people at the moment, let's say.
I generally work with the different media, but here at this exhibition I'm presenting the two projects. One is Mario's Dick. It's a fashion collaboration with me, actually with my magazine, which is called Dick Magazine, and Marius, the brand of two designers from Italy. And it's a series of clothes, and it was started in 2009. And at the beginning, it was presented in a fashion context and in Paris at the Fashion Week. And then it was reversed, so it was presented as a regular fashion shop inside the Center for Contemporary Art in Warsaw. And there are also three black and white pictures which pretend that they are documentation of the performances, but they are kind of advertisement of the collection in an artistic way, and it's a bigger series of photographs. And there are clothes and the catalog. And the other project is Fuck Fighters. There are videos and photographs. The project started in 2007 and it's still running. It's a kind of fantasy about the gay terrorists who are operating on the streets, raping straight guys, doing graffiti, and it's more about the game with the stereotypes of the gay people in Poland and Eastern Europe generally. And the main thing, they have pink masks, baklavas, that they are wearing, so they are like kind of pink terrorists. They are masks, but in the same time, you can point them that there are these gay guys in the pink masks.
Could you say something more about that fashion collection? What was your part of work on it? Was it the prints you did, or you were also working with the cuts and the rest of the clothes making?
I mostly prepared the graphics and the whole design for the prints, but we also discussed with the designers how the clothes should look like. For example, the blouse, which you can zip until the very end, so you can cover your face, and it's combined with the trousers. And the idea was that prints are all over prints, so you can cover the whole body with the pattern. The cuts are quite regular for the brand. It's like a streetwear brand, and they mostly sell in Japan. That's why we could also go quite far with the prints. They're kind of provocative, and it was selling much more in Japan than in Europe.